This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Monday, May 4th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Building a landscape's resilience to wildfire takes time, training, and a reliable workforce.
It's not what happens once a fire is started. It's how the land is proactively managed so that when that fire comes, it's less intense and less damaging.
Jameson Watts is the executive director of the Santa Lucia Conservancy, a nonprofit land trust in Carmel Valley. He says often wildfire resilience programs rely on a seasonal workforce,
which shows up from out of the area, does all the work, goes through all the training, and then leaves in 6 months.
Taking all their knowledge about operating chainsaws and conducting prescribed burns with them. But recently, the Conservancy partnered with an employment agency in Salinas to train and hire local full-time workers.
So that over time, we have more and more folks who really know what the heck to do when it comes to preparing the land for wildfire.
This effort is just one part of a $71 million grant managed by the California Marine Sanctuary Foundation to make the state's coast more resilient to climate change. It was funded in 2024 by the Inflation Reduction Act. Ahead of the June 2nd primary election, Housing Santa Cruz County is hosting a local candidate forum. Candidates for Santa Cruz mayor and city council, as well as Santa Cruz County District 4 supervisor, will share their views on local housing issues. The forum is open to the public and will be held on Zoom this evening from 6:30 to 8 p.m. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.